What were some of the first businesses that first were attracted to Mid-America Industrial Park?
One was a company that manufactures ammonium nitrate fertilizer, and they were able to utilize some of the equipment that was left over from the old ordnance works. I can't remember the name of it. And so they were one of the first ones. There was a company out of Canada that was manufacturing, supposed to be a tool manufacturing, I think. Unfortunately, they got burned on that one. It just turned out that it was a fraudulent company, and the money they managed to borrow on it, they just kind of took and ran with. And so they abandoned their facility. And at that time, they didn't have such a strong contract. So they kind of had to eat that one. But anyway, they bounced back. And then later on, Gardner Denver built a large foundry there. I wish I could name them all, but all in all, up until his death in 1990, he brought in about 30-some-odd industries, and they were employing about 5,500, 5,600 people, and had raised the value of the facility from its initial $1.7 million to over $80 million. One of the things they did was that GRDA built the large coal-fired generating plant, the Eastern Shoke. So that generated quite a bit of income.
Today, it is Oklahoma's largest industrial park. It's the third largest industrial park in the United States, the eighth largest industrial park in the world. And as of 2 years ago, over 80 firms are located within the park. Such as Google, DuPont, Nordam, employing more than 4,500 people, generating more than $732 million in salaries and wages each year. To think of what your father did, just came up with this idea, certainly must make you proud. I know the state is. It says here, Gene Redden is recognized throughout the state of Oklahoma as the founder of the Mid-America Industrial Park and is attested to by a joint resolution presented to him in person during a joint meeting of the Oklahoma Senate and House of Representatives in 1989. And there is a bronze plaque outside the entrance to the administrative office that reads, Gene R. Redden, founder of the Mid-America Industrial Park, a man of vision, insight, and perseverance. Gene Redden recognized the vast potential of the former World War II powder plant located on this site.
That's correct. And the whole thing about all this is that had what he'd done not happened, none of this in Prairie, Oklahoma, or the industrial park would exist, because the alternative was that government would put that land up for auction and auction off parcels for ranchers and farmers and home builders and things of that sort. That's not what he wanted. One of the reasons that he wanted to do what he did was that he saw a lot of college students that were graduating and leaving Oklahoma because there weren't jobs for them here, or at least not high enough paying jobs for them to go out of state and make better money. So he wanted to try to do whatever he could to reverse that trend. How that holds up, I have no idea, but he prided himself being able to kind of track those things as he did. He was even given an honorary degree from Southwestern about 1985 or so, I'm not sure. One of the things that made him successful was the fact that he did his research. He knew what the employment rate was. He knew the skill levels of the people and how many was able to work in semi-skilled and skilled operations. He knew the cost of power. They could deliver 500,000 gallons an hour from their facility. They manufactured 425-pound steam that a lot of industries used in their manufacturing operations. And of course, they had their own power plant, power facility, be either coal-fired or natural gas-fired. GRDA owns that now, and then they tore it down a few years ago.
I can also update you here that in May of this year, 2025, Mid-America landed CBC Global Ammunition for a facility which can produce centerfire cartridges ranging from 9mm to 12.7mm for law enforcement, military, sports, and hunting use. The investment will be in the range of $300 million and will provide 350 jobs. They also have their own Mid-America Industrial Park Airport.
They expanded that back in the late 60s, early 70s, because it wasn't large enough to, or long enough to handle large commercial aircraft. Now it can. That was one of the things. That was one of the benefits that he was able to provide, too. So.
And also, Mid-America Industrial Park has access to 4 interstate highways. The park has an on-site Union Pacific Railroad switchyard, and the park is close to the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River navigation system, providing large barge transportation to the Mississippi River and beyond.
That's right. And let's not forget, too, in 1966, Dad had Lyndon Baines Johnson come to Pryor, Oklahoma, and they rededicated 69A Highway as Lyndon Johnson Highway.
Yeah.
I was playing in the high school band at the time, so we were there for that.
How great. Just wanted to get a little bit of history of the park, and I knew that you knew it quite well because of your father. Not only you, but your entire family and others that go beyond you should be very, very proud of your father, Gene Redden. Well, thanks for helping us preserve this story, Roger. I appreciate it very much for Voices of Oklahoma.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.